The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has investigated three tenders awarded by the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, or NSFAS. We believe that these awards are irregular and should be investigated by the SIU. The first tender is a five-year contract for the direct payment of student allowances. It was awarded to four unknown businesses with no track records, cutting out banks who also submitted their bids. This deal will result in NSFAS-funded students who will, for the next 5 years, pay as a collective as much as 1.5 billion rand in banking fees just to have access to an NSFAS bank card. These costs will be deducted directly from the students' account. The second tender is for IT work, which went to a company that didn't have any IT experience and subcontracted the whole deal and failed to finish the job. The third tender is a two-year lease agreement for the NSFAS head office in Cape Town. Although the tender was advertised for a lease period of 2 years, the CEO of NSFAS signed a lease agreement for 5 years for a total amount of 166 million rand, which will ultimately be paid by the taxpayers of this country. ALTA calculates that if the entire NSFAS staff are based in this building, it would cost NSFAS about 74,000 rand to provide office space for one staff member per year. Now compare that to the student accommodation contribution, which the Minister of Higher Education recently capped at 45,000 rand per student per year. We know, and we have seen reports, that this amount is not enough to pay for university residencies or private accommodation. ALTA is concerned that irregular tenders like this are draining funds from NSFAS at the expense of students. At the start of the 2023 academic year, it is important that tertiary institutions are ready for the intake of new students. The contribution of NSFAS for a smooth start of the academic year is of crucial importance to enable students who cannot afford tertiary studies to get all the support they need for their academic future. This includes application processes for financial aid, the prompt handling of appeals by students, and the payment of allowances, accommodation, and study material. ALTA wishes all students a successful academic year and confirm that we will do all that we possibly can to ensure that students will get what was promised by government and that the companies and individuals who take part in corrupt activities in the higher education sector will be brought to book.